time for the Molloy Drive Show podcast. And there's nothing like a Crown forklift for picking it up and putting it down. Check them out at crown.com or call 131 604. No risk, no worries. Okay, Australia, you know him. You can count on him.
I'm a 50-50 chance.
You love him.
Hello. Go to the top shelf, ladies.
And now, it's his show.
Here we go, people.
This is Molloy.
Yes, hello, Australia. A big hello to you wherever you are, locked down in the big brown land. The next couple of hours, we'll try and make you laugh. Glenn Robbins will be swinging by for a chat. Hello, Dave.
We haven't seen him
since he appeared on this program as the Naked Cowboy.
My birthday.
Okay.
June 17 was the date.
Done.
Oh, well, that was when he was here. Okay.
We're still milking it.
All right.
Jeez, Glenn Robbins. He will be in.
Yes.
We'll get to the bottom of that. Limo's going to talk to us from South Australia, who are about to enter a seven-day lockdown. Welcome aboard, South Australia. We're going to preview a new show on Channel 10. We've got the Song Whisperer. We've got a Nerd Alert. Bezos sending a giant knob into space,
okay,
including himself.
Yeah.
We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. So much to get through.
That's a big Tuesday, Molloy. Ah. It starts right now thanks to Crown Forklifts. You can go to crown.com or call 131-604.
For the drive home, this is Molloy.
Triple M, you're listening to Molloy. We've got Glenn Robbins to join us in the second hour. Melanie Bracewell's coming up soon, but he is a friend of the show. His name is Limo, and he's joining us right now from Adelaide.
Hey. Well, just before we get to Limo,
right,
I want to... Hello, mate. How are you?
Hello. Good to see you. Very well.
I just want to go around the grounds. Firstly, Victoria have had their lockdown extended by 7 days. There it is, 330 exposure sites. New South Wales reported 78 new cases today. Queensland woman test positive after visiting a Melbourne exposure site. Tasmania shuts borders to South Australia. WA tightens travel rules.
Yep.
11.31% are now fully vaccinated. That is bullshit. 13.5 million Australians as we speak in lockdown, including coming to us live from South Australia, have just received some bad news. One of their own, their state treasures. Yes. It's Limo.
Limo,
how are you? Coming to us from our Adelaide studios, what's the bad news for South Australians as we speak?
There is a lockdown here for 7 days. And just before I get to the lockdown for 7 days, Mick, hearing you read through those numbers around the country, I'm thinking the safest place to be right now is in Tokyo for the Olympics. Can we can we get there?
Well, Anastasia Palaszczuk's there, she's looked after herself. And that's a popular trip too, from a leader right now when 13.5 million people are locked down. I'm just going to swan over to Tokyo and catch some Olympics. Hasn't gone down well.
I tell you what, Mick, the way athletes are pulling out with COVID, she could end up winning a medal.
She could be in the hunt. Have you known that over there too, Limo? They have to present themselves with a medal. You can't do it. So I'll just take the pick of the board. I'll have the gold one, thanks.
I'll take that. And do they have to collect it with a set of tongs out of a tray?
They do. They do. Did you hear that the medals in Tokyo actually made from reconstituted metal from mobile phones?
Oh, wow.
Oh, right. No, it is.
I'm not making that up. The Japanese have got scrap metal from mobile phones. And you'll know that the one that's Samsung, because that'll explode. That'll catch fire. As it's round your neck, it'll just go boof. Oh. Hey, and now listen, you're laughing it up, but you tell me, capture the mood for us in South Australia. Welcome aboard, South Australia. Is this your second lockdown, is it?
It is. It's lockdown three, actually. There was the brief one in November last year, and now this lockdown. It's just that classic day one feeling around lockdown. Yep. No one knows where it's going to go. We're waiting for more numbers to come out. As you know, it's days two and three that tend to give you an indication as how long these things will go for. So at the moment, it's a seven-day lockdown. Everyone's very edgy about it, of course, you know, and I really feel for all the businesses that have to close and all the people who've had to, who are missing out on work, particularly casual workers. Mm. But there's just today, and hats off to the South Australian people as well, queues at testing centres are miles long.
Well, so that's people what you want to see.
Yeah.
They're getting tested.
Take this seriously.
Yeah, queues at vaccination centres are very long. There's one testing site that runs 24 hours at Victoria Park. There were stories today of families, mum, dad, kids, in the car lining up at 9 p.m. last night and still being in the queue at 6 a.m. this morning.
Wow. Well, good luck to them and thank you for doing that. That's what we need. Yeah. And go and get vaccinated too.
Yeah, that's worst road trip ever, just by the way.
Sitting in the queue. You're not wrong. So paint the picture for us. South Australia, it's in lockdown day one. Is there panic?
People are. Well, I had a bit of a walk around the city today. There are queues at supermarkets. I mean, guys, the supermarkets are staying open. I saw a bloke walking down the street with four loaves of bread. I thought, mate, unless you're going camping, you're going to be eating
the pigeons.
You're going to be eating a stale loaf of bread on Saturday when there's fresh gear at the supermarket that will still be open.
Yeah, let's not lose our heads, people.
Yeah, it's very strange. Funny thing, I walked down Rundle Mall today. Most of the shops are closed. The essential ones are open, chemists, supermarkets, etc. But one shop I saw open that did make me laugh is a luggage shop is open. Right. I thought that's a great example. Pack your bags and get out, people.
You know what I'm hoping who I'm hoping to hear from, Limo, and that's the Chief Health Officer from South Australia, Nicole Spurrier, because she's my favourite health officer. And she always, remember when she was telling people to be careful at Adelaide Oval with the football? This is my favourite quote here.
If you are at Adelaide Oval and the ball comes towards you, my advice to you is to duck and just do not touch that ball.
Which is advice the Adelaide Crows have taken since then.
Well, you've got some Crows and some Port News, haven't you?
Well, they were meant to fly out today. The workaround with the AFL was that both teams would fly to Melbourne today to play games in Melbourne this weekend. But I have heard this afternoon their flights have been cancelled. So I don't know why they've been cancelled, but they were. And so it looks like it's going to be a showdown between Adelaide and Port in Adelaide this weekend.
You know what I've missed since the lockdown and they haven't allowed crowds at the football? What I've really missed? Port fans leaning over the fence and giving everyone the bird. It's amazing what you take for granted until it's not there, and then you see it. Hang around, Limo. We're going to talk some more after this.
Limo's with us. Malloy.
Get with the program, Toots. This is Malloy.
It is. We're joined by Limo in South Australia. Is it tonight you're going into lockdown? What's the official time there?
6 p.m. in Adelaide. The lockdown begins. It goes for 7 days.
It's hard to tell the difference, isn't it?
Mick Malloy.
What, I'm
boo.
The bad guy?
Boo.
Lockdown since 1969, I would have thought. Hey, do you know who should be in lockdown?
Who's that?
Who's that? Longer even than just the week. Mm. Mark Ricciuto.
Oh, no.
He's a health risk.
I'll stop it.
That guy, you talk about being,
I mean, we're carrying
a few different illnesses, viruses. That guy's a one-man hotspot.
Mate,
he's a one-man hotspot.
When he played at the club, his nickname was Super Spreader. So that was years ago.
Mark Ricciuto owns that town.
I like dits. I don't care for Ricciuto.
You like them both. That's you still owe him money, by the way.
You do not owe him money.
Yes, you do.
I'd come and pay it, but you're in lockdown. Bad luck. I'll pay it this week if I can. If not, all bets are off by Sunday. Hey, could we just check in with the Chief Health Officer from South Australia? I feel like I know them all there.
I've got
to know them. But my favourite is Nicole Spurrier. Again, telling people to take it easy at the footy.
To be perfectly honest, though, whenever you touch an object, and in this case, this is an object touched by, I don't know how many, very sweaty men on a football field, sanitise your hands afterwards. And that's advice I would give pre or post COVID.
She knows what she's talking about.
She does indeed.
I will take my advice from her. What about the pigeons in the town square, Limo?
Now, Limo's lost. This is a technical problem at the moment. Limo's lost his headphones.
He's performing some kind of surgery.
If any of our engineers in Adelaide can go to studio, whatever Limo's in, because his headphones aren't working. And considering we're in another state right now, he's not hearing a word that's going on.
I love the way he didn't panic. He just ripped his headphones to
pieces. How are you going there, mate?
The connection to my headphones dropped out and I couldn't get it back in.
it's like MacGyver.
It's a shame because I just did 5 minutes of the best radio ever.
I don't doubt it for a second. Everything's falling apart here. But Nicola Spurrier, yes, she is a legend. But Mickey, can I just say the list of hotspots are growing.
Mm. Okay, where are the hotspots? Yeah. Talk us through South Australia.
There are hotspots all over the place. I recommend people go to the appropriate website to check the full list.
Yeah,
but one of the hotspots, one of the early ones, was the Tailem Bend Roadhouse.
Oh, yeah.
Now, right. I reckon that'd be one place that'd be happy to be called a hotspot. I don't think it's ever been referred to as a hotspot.
Yes, well, the roadhouse, be careful. So, be careful there. Sounds like interstate truckers might go there. And
yes,
we need them to be safe and clean and clear about what they're doing. As we know, interstate truck drivers or removalists can cause a lot of damage if they don't take it seriously.
Yes.
Yeah. What else? Hotspots?
There's a whole bunch of hotspots around town. So just check the list, you've been there, get
tested. You don't want to name them, but you're sitting tight. Your hotel room 646 at the Hyatt, wherever you are. Hey,
I'm a walking hotspot.
What about the pigeons, the giant pigeon in the mall? Is that a hotspot? Mm. Tell me that's a hotspot.
I walked past it today. It was wearing a mask.
A giant mask. What about the balls? Are the balls okay?
Oh, the balls have got masks on. They're a mask everywhere. Everyone's masked
up. Hey, Limo, before you go, and thank you for being our South Australian connection today. We know you love the great state of South Australia. You spend a lot of time there. And thanks for the update. And as I said, welcome aboard South Australia. 13.5 million people around Australia now in lockdown as we speak. You know the only answer to this. Vaccinations, please, Prime Minister. Vaccinate us all until we've all got two jabs. We are not going anywhere or changing anything.
It's going to keep happening over.
Now, Limo, I want to change tacks. And I was going to do this without you, but I thought you might have something to add.
Mm. Yeah.
Here. Sure. We're about to talk Nicolas Cage and take calls. 1-333-53. We want to know when you knew your partner was the right one for you. Mm. Because Nicolas Cage said he knew his relationship with his wife, Riko Shibata, would work after discovering she keeps flying squirrels. Now, good on him. And he's a nutbag.
Yeah,
we know he's a nutbag.
That's right.
Have you got him there singing Purple Rain?
I do.
I think you better close him. And let me guide you.
Oh, wow.
I'm not sure that's the moment she knew he was the right man for her, but...
Wow, is that the moment Lisa Marie Presley decided to leave him?
That's when she knew he was not the right man, Lisa Marie. We were talking about this, and do you have a moment with your partner when you went, that's your beautiful partner, Kelly?
Yeah.
I was going to say wife, but that's not true. You lied to me.
Oh, that's right. The wedding
I went to in Bali, Dave, was completely fake.
Yep.
And I only found out about it afterwards, which still leaves the door open for me. But was there a moment, Limo, where you went, that's the woman for me?
Yeah, when she said yes. After a string of rejections, it was a really appealing moment. When she said yes. When she agreed to marry, not marry me.
One of them. Dave, what was the moment for you?
Well, Lizzie and I were flatmates, but she was a radio copywriter, I was the breaking DJ.
And when was the moment?
The moment was when she had a fridge and a washing machine. I thought, you know what, she's a keeper. So she had the white goods. And we've been together ever since.
1-333-53, you get the idea, give us a call, tell us about your partner, when you knew he, she, her, him, they...
Mm.
We're the right person for you. Good on you, Limo.
Well done,
thank
Limo.
You very
thank
much,
you,
mate.
Team. All Legend. The best.
A drive home that's always unpredictable. This is Malloy.
You're listening to Malloy on Triple M, streaming on the Listener app as well. Melanie Bracewell on a new show called The Cheap Seats tonight on Channel 10. She'll be joining us soon. And Glenn Robbins as well in the second hour. Can't wait.
Lenny. Cannot wait.
National treasure.
Hey, in the meantime, Nicolas Cage says he knew his relationship with wife Riko Shibata was a keeper. After discovering she keeps flying squirrels, that's when he knew she was the one. We're asking you, when did you know your partner was the one? 1-333-53. Dave said because she had a what?
White goods, yeah. She had a washing machine, a fridge, and washing machine and fridge.
Jeez, that's enough.
Well, see, I didn't have any of that sort of stuff. When I moved in, she said, come move in with me. I've got, all this sort of stuff. Yeah, that's it. And, flatmates.
So one of those romances for the ages.
Really
is it not? Really
look
is. At you now in your temper bed.
That's it. And we've been together, you know, 25 years.
All right, Aaron, a love made of white goods. Here comes Aaron. Aaron, when did you know your husband was the one?
Yeah.
Well, it was more like when he knew I was the one for him, Mick.
Right.
When he took me out. Well, he took me out on our first date and he was expecting me to order a salad.
Yeah.
And I ordered a mixed grill.
Because
he was paying and he just went, that's my girl. That's the one.
You know what? If we'd been on a date and you did that, I would have proposed there and then. I would have been down on one knee going, please marry me. Aaron, he's a lucky man to have you.
Yeah.
Duco, Dave.
Case of Brick Lane draft for you, Aaron and your husband.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Mick.
True love, Aaron. Tim's on the line. Tim, when did you realise your partner was the one?
G'day, lads. Yeah, mate, we went out on our first date and started having a bit of a chat about, you know, what do you do for a living? What do you do for a living? That sort of thing. And she let me know that she worked for the Bundy Rum Distillery.
Hang on, Tim. Jackpot.
Hello, boys.
Wow.
And that was when you knew she was the one for you. That is a match made in heaven. Duke him, Dave.
You've got a case of Brick Lane draft available at Dan Murphy's on its way for you, man.
Julie, are you there?
Hi, Julie.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hi, how are you both?
Yeah, we're good. When did you know your partner was the one?
As soon as I seen him.
Oh, wow. And what, straight off, where were you? Paint the picture for us.
North Lakes Tavern.
Right. This is where most great romances occur. Another one from North Lakes Tavern.
As soon as I seen him, my heart skipped a beat.
I was
in love with him before I even knew his name.
And how did you introduce yourself? What did you do?
Well, he was a friend's brother, and I just moved into a house, and we needed some blinds put up and stuff like that. And he offered to come and help us.
This sounds like the start of a porno. Julie, here comes the guy to put the blinds up. Where? In the bedroom. What,
Seven years later, and we're still.
Good on you.
I love it. Yeah. Well done, North Lakes Tavern, which is like, I don't know, we're all the great romances.
Of course, it's a hotspot for love.
It's like a mating ground.
It really is.
Hey, Duke,
case of Brick Lane draft on its way for you there, Julie.
You get the idea. Our lines are chock-a-block. Yeah, let's keep them coming. 1-3-3-5-3.
Get involved. This is fun. It's Malloy, Triple M.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Malloy.
The great Glenn Robbins to join us in about 15, 20 minutes from now. Melanie Bracewell's coming up as well. I think we've got a nerd alert too. A bit of space news happening tonight.
Yes, space talk.
Get in touch with that as well.
Don't you worry. It's all happening. In the meantime, Nicolas Cage, he always sets us off, Nicolas Cage.
Yeah.
He's never a dull moment.
I love him.
When it comes to
He's
Nicolas
nutty
Cage.
And I love him for it.
He's up to no good. I told you one of my favourite stories, which is a girl I know who worked in hair and makeup, in costume department.
Okay.
Had to go over and measure him up.
Yep.
For a movie, which was being made out here at Movie World.
Righto.
So she had to fly over there and measure him so that they get all the costumes. Yeah. When she got, it was either his office or his home, I can't remember, he was lying on his couch in his Speedos.
Was he?
And he refused to get up. So
she had
to actually measure him as
on
he was
couch.
Lying down.
How unusual.
Tally, highly unusual.
Yes.
Don't try that at home.
No.
I won't be trying that on the set of front bar
anytime
soon. You wouldn't get far with that. But Nicolas Cage said he knew his relationship with his wife, Riko Shibata, was going to be the one. She was going to be the one after discovering she keeps flying squirrels.
No, that would get do that.
It. And that suits him and his nutty lifestyle. We're asking you, when did you know your partner was the one? Paul, tell us, when did you know?
I knew about 30 seconds after I saw her in the garden pruning away.
Pruning trees?
Pruning shrubs.
Right. And what did you do? Did you sneak up on her? Were you watching her from across the road or were you in the house out a window?
No, I just walked up. I just got out of my car and I just walked up and being the gentleman, I thought I'd sort of pick up all that she'd been cutting and move it all away and put it in the bin.
And this is fantastic. And are you still together?
Yeah, 8 years later, we're still together.
That's fantastic. And is the garden spotless?
Have to look.
the garden's looking amazing.
Right.
It's great to have a partner who's into the garden as well.
Well, good on you, Paul. I love hearing someone talk about their partner in such loving terms. Reese is on the line. Reese, when did you know your partner was the one?
Hey, Mickey, go Tigers.
Yeah.
So
I knew my partner was the one when she came to watch me play some subpar cricket.
So your partner, and this is a big one for the boys, your partner agreed to come and watch you play cricket?
Mm. Yeah, yeah, well, fifth grade. So
you're in fifth grade? Fifth grade? Hang on. Oh, you mean fifth grade cricket, not you were in fifth grade at school?
No, fifth grade cricket, yeah.
Well, that's fantastic. And did she stay and watch the whole game? Yeah. Or was she watching or pretending to watch and reading a book or something? Mm.
I think she was actually on the phone talking to one of her friends about me. So,
Reece. Hello, Reece. And you knew she was one. Does she still come and watch you play cricket?
Yep, yeah. I'm engaged now and still comes and watch me play cricket.
What a love story.
Dave.
A case of Brick Lane Drive. You
crazy I love lovebirds. It. Well done, Reece. Sid's on the line. Sid, when did you know your partner was the one?
Mickey, I think we're about two dates in and... went around to visit her at her mum's place, sitting on the old leather lounge chair. She came to sit on my lap, and a bit of air escape. We both maintained was from the lounge chair at the time, and both gave each other a bit of a look. And there's no judgment on her part, and she didn't own up to it either. So that was
hang on. So she comes and sits on your knee on an old leather chair. The fart sound erupts. Mm. You look at each other and both blame it on the chair.
Yeah,
that is a relationship. Oh, she's adorable. A keeper.
After 10 years, I probably wish you were just a little bit more shyer about doing it back like when we were when we first started out.
I'll sit out in the...
Hang on, you're laying this at her buttocks, are you?
Yes, mate.
Let's one rip.
So after 10 years, let's just say there's not much niceties. No finishing school aspect to this, just peel one off.
That's right. Pull my finger.
Right, Sid, well, good luck with that. Sid,
cheers,
Danny's on the line. Danny,
when did you know
your partner was the one?
Oh, when we first met, we decided to go out for a few drinks, and when we got to the pub, I asked her what she wanted, and she said she'd have a schooner or two each old, and I thought...
Marry that woman. Marry that woman.
Right.
Oh, what a girl. Yeah, and just when you thought there was... nothing else you could do to impress you. Tui's old.
Well played.
Well
Danny.
Done, Danny. Aiden's on the line. Aiden, when did you know your partner was the one?
I knew she was the one when I drowned her with a schooner of beer at the footy at the pub watching the State of Origin.
So you spilled beer on her?
All over. Oh, we just scored. The Blues just scored and she got covered in beer. And I looked at her and I said, you got to be with me forever. This is it.
It's like marking your territory, isn't it? In a pub, spilling beer on your girl. It's like
that's right.
Well, that's right. A lot of beer related.
Seems to be a real thing, doesn't it? Romance.
Well done, Aiden. I like that story. State of Origin at the pub. You spilled a beer, and the rest is history.
Still together.
Mark's on the line. Mark, how'd you meet your partner?
Hey, Mickey.
How'd you know she was the one?
Half-time grand final day. All the boys out there having a kick at the footy, and she come out, had a kick, and I took a specky on her.
Oh, righto. Sort of Alex Jezelenko style.
Yeah, she stuck Jezelenko! Around.
Jezelenko!
You're
beauty!
And she's felt the same way when she's turned, picked herself up and dusted herself off, as she said.
And I turned to one of my mates and I said, I'm going to marry this girl, and I did.
And you
well
did.
Done, Mark.
Duke him, Dave.
That's adorable. I love these stories. Your case of Brick Lane draft for you there as well.
We're running late, but I want to do one more. Sure, Paul, when did you know your partner was the one?
We were together for about 8 or 9 months and then broke up, living different lives, and didn't speak to her for 2 years, and holidayed in America with the old man, and we were driving to Vegas from LA, stopped at Barstow to do some shopping, and ran into her.
You're saying the universe is putting you back together.
Yeah.
The universe is insisting.
In the middle of the desert, mate.
Was it a strip club or something? What was it? With the old man? What type of... Where was she working?
She wasn't working there. She was holidaying as well. But we both stopped at the same shopping centre at the same time.
I love it. Well,
that's amazing.
Paul.
Good
you
stories,
get the
too.
Idea.
Hey, when we come back, we've got the song Whisper Up. But Melanie Brace was going to join us. A brand new TV show tonight on 10. Up next.
This is Malloy.
Hi, I'm Tim McDonald.
And I'm Melanie Bracewell.
And we've got something new coming to 10.
It's the TV event of the year.
Not really.
Tuesdays will never be the same.
No, it's just going to be our take on the week's event.
They'll go where others fear to go.
No, it's just our look at news, sport and showbiz.
Plus singing, cooking, dancing and renovating.
That's not our show.
All on an island.
No.
With Lego.
No.
And a twist.
Anyway, join us Tuesday night.
On 10.
That's right.
Well, it's on tonight.
There it is.
It's
bang.
The cheap seats. And joining us from the show is Melanie Bracewell on Malloy.
Hello, Melanie. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Yeah, good luck. I've got a bad feeling about this.
No,
it'll be great. You'll be great. Who's this other bozo you're co-hosting with? What do we know about him?
The bozo, we sort of picked him up on the street. He's been on JobKeeper for a while and we felt sorry for him. So we chucked him on the television. It's Tim McDonald.
He's done a little bit on Have You Been Paying Attention? Big behind the scenes. Yeah. A funny effort, I would like to use, which is my highest compliment I can use. So we've got a little hint of what it's not. Tell us exactly what it is.
This is the hard thing to describe. It is a look back on the kind of quirky bits of news that you might have missed throughout the week. But I would just tell people that are interested in watching it to watch. If you watch it for 2 minutes, you'll get the gist of what the show
is.
All I'll ask is you watch the first 2 minutes and it will tell you everything, essentially. Is that a good
I'm
going to
turn off after 1 minute. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take that. And, well, this sounds great. So, yeah, this is the strong suit from the Working Dog team, of course, who can do this with their hands tied behind their back, which is talk about the week's events and everything in a humorous way. Fantastic. What time are we on tonight?
9 p.m. Well, slightly after Survivor.
It'll be our Survivor, is it?
Survivor's got to get pushed out, I think, with about 15 dramatic pauses that'll push it sort of 9:04, I imagine.
If you cut out all the dramatic pauses, you'd be on at 8:30, that's for sure. And I heard a rumour Titus O'Reilly may be involved. Oh. Is that true or false?
This is true.
Awesome.
We did have a look back at his sort of criminal record. He swept a lot of stuff under the rug, so he managed to get through, and I'm pumped to see him.
Well, that's fantastic. So good luck tonight. Yeah. You're on a great network, involved with a great crew, and it should be great. How are you now? I understand. What are you doing? You're a permanent resident here now because you do. Have you been paying attention? You've got your own show. You're coming out here taking our job. Are you fully nationalised or what's happening? Where are you living?
I know. No, it's. I was in New Zealand and I was like, you know what? There's not enough COVID here. So I went across the ditch and it's been absolutely amazing over here.
So are you in lockdown somewhere in the country as we speak? What's that mean?
Yes, I'm in lockdown in an undisclosed part of the country. Right. I've got a TV show. I can't be specific. people will track me down. Fans of the cheap seats will be knocking down my door.
I remember after one of my TV shows, I had to enter a witness protection scheme. I had to be in a series of houses and on the move, so no one.
It was Melanie's birthday yesterday too. So
you seem to know everything.
No, I just talked to the producers and having a lot.
Well, happy birthday! How did you celebrate?
Yeah. I was great. I did. I am in a little bit of a lockdown, so it was good. But it is making it a bit sadder, because you've got to wash your hands and sing happy birthday to yourself twice. It's a lot sadder when it's your actual birthday.
You didn't blow up a balloon, I hope. Do you know that's the biggest COVID super spreader of all? Balloons. So if someone's got COVID and they blow up a balloon and then that balloon bursts in a room, that's like a suicide bomber.
Wow.
That's the amazing strap explosives to your chest.
Yeah. I'm just imagining them blowing up like a gender reveal balloon and popping it. Pink specks and affecting everyone in there.
Well, good luck with it tonight.
Yeah, huge.
The cheap seats with Tim McDonald. Good luck to all on board, Melanie.
By the way, Melanie's doing some shows. The rumours are true. So for
How
Brisbane,
are you doing that? She's in lockdown.
I'm just hoping by the time these dates roll around.
Give us the dates.
Brisbane Powerhouse on July 29 and 30. Yep. Perth's Astor Theatre, September 30. Adelaide Space Theatre, October 3. Sydney's York Theatre, October 9. And conclude at Melbourne's Athenaeum Theatre on October 11. Go livenation.com.au for tickets.
Good luck tonight. As I said, I've got a bad feeling. I just can't shake it.
You'll be great.
Good luck, Melanie.
9 o'clock tonight. The cheap seats. That's Melanie Bracewell. You're listening to Malloy on Triple M.
This is Malloy.
Glenn Robbins in just a few minutes on Malloy here on Triple M.
Big second hour coming up. Oh, we just mentioned Glenn. Anything else?
There might be, James got some space news, I believe, our resident space expert. Big thing happening tonight, 11 p.m. apparently.
All right, we'll get to the bottom of that.
Yes.
Just quickly, we were talking TV. In TV circles, big news, David Leckie has passed, former boss at Seven West Media and Nine. He was appointed managing director at Nine in 1990, oversaw the revamp of the network, after Kerry Packer took back control from Alan Bond, sacked by Packer in 2001.
Right. Had
dangerously close to the commissioning of My Show.
Oh, yeah?
Which it may have been responsible for his sacking. I nearly killed him then, to be honest. Yeah. In 1999, I think it was, or 2000. Right. He personally pursued me, and I owe him one. I would like to have repaid the favour before he passed, but not to worry.
Yeah, sorry
he was a giant in the industry, both at 7 and 9. Mm. Huge broadcaster. Mm. He died at the age of 70. He survived by wife, Skye, and three sons.
Yeah.
Peter Meakin once said, defeat is just not a word in his vocabulary. Yep. I think it is Rain and Nine. They only lost the ratings for six of those weeks.
Well, so they were still the one, weren't they? They were the one.
He was. And yeah, he may have been there, I think, even when we were, prior to the Late Show, he nearly commissioned the Late Show, which was...
he had an eye for great talent.
At nine. Yeah. So, well done. Yeah. Anyone in TV circles will be having a drink for that man. Tonight, do it, Dave.
Jay, the Song Whisperer.
All right, what have we got, buddy?
It's a rock and roll defibrillator featuring excitement junkies engaging in risky endeavors, including a bit of high-flying nudism.
Jeez Louise.
Short and sharp.
Oh, is that it?
It. We're all going to nude school.
Oh, Painters and Dockers.
Painters and Dockers.
Great song.
How good is that? See if you can find it, Dave.
I think we've got it somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
I hope it is that. Is it?
We're all going to nude school. We're all going to nude school. Great song. Oh, I want to hear this.
What exactly is nude school?
Wow.
Yeah, it's a bit of nude work. Well, sure. The Olympics were originally in the nude. Yeah. You know that?
The ancient Greeks.
They should do that as homage. Everyone this year should do the Olympics in the nude.
Okay.
Sure.
Don't you reckon?
Yeah. Hold on.
Maybe not the cyclists.
It's not correct.
Find
out. Oh, not right.
Have you got a guess there?
You were talking about junkies. The only thing I could think of was like the Dandy Warhols, not of you the only junkie on earth. But it's not sort of the
what did you say, skydiving or something?
High-flying nudism.
High-flying nudism. No.
You get the idea, 133353.
This is Malloy. To gather back around your wireless people, here comes the big second hour of Malloy.
It's going to be a cracker, people. Glenn Robbins warming up in the sheds.
Mm.
He is going to be first appearance since he appeared as the nude cowboy.
Yeah, on my birthday.
All right, mate, let it go.
It's June
17. Oh,
that's 4 weeks ago now.
Thankfully, near the shortest day of the year. Jeff Bezos is going into space.
Yes.
We'll get to the bottom of that. There'll be a nerd alert. We'll take your calls. We'll take your treats. Let's start at the top, though, with the Song Whisperer.
Take your treats.
Whisperer.
So we'll take your treats. Like that.
I didn't say that.
You said they'll take your calls. We'll take your treats.
I beg your pardon. Wow. Take your calls. We'll take your tweets.
Okay, now.
Hey, mate.
I'm sorry.
You know who your job?
I know.
Just
don't worry.
Sit there, be
all
silent.
Right.
Push the button.
That's it.
Make me sound good.
That's it.
All right.
I know my roles.
Thank you. Song Whisperer.
You betcha.
Why would you draw attention to that?
I just thought it was fun. If I had said it, you would have pulled me up straight away.
I don't believe I said it.
Okay, we'll go to the tape in a minute.
Yeah, Maddie, if you want to bag that up,
Maddie.
Mate. Sure,
take
fine.
Balls, take your treats.
Hello, Song Whisperer.
Hello.
What is it?
It's a rock and roll defibrillator featuring excitement junkies engaging in risky endeavors.
Oh, you didn't go him. Look, he just stumbled.
Yeah. I did. I was thinking
about
those
treats.
That
doesn't happen often, by the way.
I was thinking about the treats. I could go for a few more. We need some more from Ross Noble, including a bit of high-flying nudism.
This is our worst segment ever.
Yeah.
Graham's on the line. Graham, put us out of our misery.
No.
Graham.
How you doing, Mickey?
Yeah, good. What do you got, buddy?
It's got to be Motley Crue, Kickstart My Heart, doesn't it?
Well, I'm getting the looks from the
sounds
Song
good.
Whisperer. It's rare. It's first
it does
up,
sound
straight
good. It's
up.
It's rare to be first up, but it's such a great song, and I can't wait to hear it because Graham is correct.
Oh, Graham's
well,
got
no,
it.
Graham.
First call in.
What a treat.
By the way, every call, I think I'm looking at the board here, seems to have the same guess as well. So,
Graham, what do you do?
I'm a paramedic.
Oh, good on you, mate. Well done. And I understand your wife's a paramedic as well.
Yes. Yeah.
So thank you to you and your wife. Keep up the good work. Keep us safe. Do what you do.
Hey, Graham, good news for you too. You've got $200 to go spend at the Neverland store. We'll get you a $200 voucher, neverlandstore.com.au.
Thank you, Dave.
And Triple M also presents Chopper, celebrating the 20th anniversary of that iconic Australian film in cinemas August 26th. A couple of tickets for you to go see that as
well. One with a lot.
Beautiful. Thank you.
The treat is on us.
Too easy.
I don't have it. I don't have your replay yet. Later in the show then. No, don't worry. We'll find it. I'm sure you said
it. I don't know if you will.
Yeah, no.
Don't feel like moving forward.
Play the song, shall we?
James from Mount Liza, by the way. That's my old alma mater.
Is it?
Yeah. Graham would be the second most famous person from Mount Liza. It's like South Frankston. That's where I live.
Yeah,
what are you doing?
Yeah. Hey, we're going to play the song right now.
What's wrong with you?
Well, I was waiting for Maddie to get the audio for you saying treats, but it didn't arrive.
Why would we need that? We don't need it.
I just wanted to hear it again. We'll play the song then. All right, here it comes. Kickstart My Heart it is.
Yeah, baby.
Turn this one right up. It's Motley Crue. Glenn Robbins to join us right after this. It is Malloy on Triple M.
For the drive home, this is Malloy.
Glenn Robbins is about to join us. By the way, Glenn and Dave's podcast, somehow related, wherever you get your podcasts, always a good listen. He joins us on the show right now. It's Glenn Robbins on Malloy.
Hey, guys.
I'm okay. I've been better.
Yeah, I'm getting a vibe. I'm not in the studio. I'll be honest with you. I'm not in the studio, but I'm looking down the camera, and Dave, you look fantastic.
Thank you, Glenn. So do you too, mate.
And by the way, they used a shot of you on Have You Been Paying Attention?
Don't worry, okay.
Very funny.
My phone lit up.
Yeah, really, very funny segment. And Mickey, right. I thought it came up really well.
Yeah, it did. Dave got a good run.
I did.
I wasn't so happy. Could you just play the grab?
Oh, yeah, here is what happened on the show. Attention.
Lovely to have you back.
Thanks, Tom.
And you made an appearance on Mick Malloy's Triple M radio show. A rather disturbing image has come our way. What's going on there, Glenn?
Dangerous Dave, who was the co-host with Mick, he turned 50, and they asked me to do the Naked Cowboy, which is the guitar player. And I just went, yes, it's only radio, no one's going to know. Of course, I turned up, there was a pair of underpants and a pair of boots and put them on, and it all went well. Then Mick got a little bit handsy, and my lawyers are speaking.
I've been...
it was a joke.
I've been taking the HR department. I've been funny. Me Too'd here at the network and asked to explain myself. In fact, right now, those underpants you wore are being dusted for prints. So, I hope you have, and by the way, he's not a co-host. He is not a co-host.
Like
he's
it,
not
Glenn.
Even on the poster. He throws to me and I provide the magic.
Well, I actually thought he was the host and you were kind of like the second or third voice. Yeah,
Glenn
gets it. Yeah.
Did you hear about Dave poo jogging through his suburb?
Bring that up.
He did.
No.
I wasn't in the suburbs, by the way.
I was so.
It was not in the suburbs.
Front of your own house.
I was in the bush.
He's taking a poo while having
an emergency.
A run. And according to one eyewitness, did that thing dogs do where they do a little circle first?
What? Seriously? Is everything okay with your movements? Was you could not hold till you get home?
I couldn't, mate. It was out in the bush. It was in a national park, and I've got halfway in. I thought, ooh.
Now, it's a federal offence. That's a federal offence at national park.
I thought, I'm not going to make it out of here. So there was only one thing to do, and it was go into the scrub and dig a little hole and cover it over.
And did you do that thing I've heard? Did you tear off your top pocket for the? That's what you tear off your top pocket so you could.
I didn't.
Did you run in a funny way on the way home?
It was
don't see much about this. So you're squatting in the bush, you've got no options, and you've come up with a plan of... Is this Russell Coit?
It's very Russell Coit.
Is this how to survive in the outback, is it? You tear off your top pocket.
Did you hear the story about Robert DiCostello when he was running in the Olympics? Oh. And he, like you, Dave, Robert DiCostello, legend, had a problem, and it was running down the back of his legs. Ooh. Seriously.
Yeah.
So when he went past each stop, he'd have a drink, and he'd grab a sponge, and he'd wipe it off with the calves. And everyone's seeing that going, oh, that's what you do if you want to be a legend. You cool your calves down. So everyone started dropping their calves down when he was actually just wiping the poo off his legs.
Hey, that's an Australian champ you're talking about. That's
what you do. Exactly. Yeah,
what you do is you grow a huge moustache, which distracts everyone from
what's going on downstairs.
From all the stuff running out of your anus. Now, great to have you back on the show, Glenn. I mean that. What are you thinking about? What's got you?
Look, next August 10th is the census. Ugh. And I know you guys get a little bit nervous about it. You've got to be at home that night. You've got to get it done.
Yeah.
So what I've done, some questions have landed on my desk and some rumored questions have landed.
Okay.
And I'm going to fire them off for you, but just have a bit of a practice. So come 10th of August, you'll be ready. So I'll give you the question and just see how you go off the top of your head. I see how you go. Okay, main language spoken in your household, Mickey?
bullshit. I can speak three different dialects of bullshit.
I would have said potty mouth. Potty mouth would be there would be an option for that.
No, English is my
English.
First.
Okay, yeah. English is first. Okay, Dave, what are your English? You'd be right. English.
Yeah, English as well. Yeah, yeah, I only speak English.
Okay. What is your general health,
Mick?
Mick, I would say infectious. I would say I would keep your distance. I know you've had. Have you had your second jab yet? Are you a one jab man?
I've one jab. I'm waiting. It's AstraZeneca, so I get my next. I think in 2035.
You're on one I'm laid
so
by.
My fitness. So how healthy are you would depend on what time of day you ask me that.
Yeah.
So depending, what time do I have to fill this out?
Any time on the 10th. It's all what happens on the 10th of August. And Dave, what are you?
Healthy, I'd say. Healthy.
Not to look healthy. At.
You're doing well. No wonder you're the host of this show.
Thanks.
You got a few moles I'd look at. Really? Look at that. That's changed colour.
Has it?
And that one's larger.
Okay. Well, I'm due for a skin check, so thanks for that.
Yeah.
Okay. Sexual orientation.
All righto.
Come say, come say. First in, first serve.
I would say gentle touch Thursday.
Yes,
Thursday
please.
Night's the gentle touch. I think you get the joke out. I'm trying to get the joke out. I've written a special joke. And you're not letting me get them out.
Let's do it again. Ask me again.
Yeah. Sexual orientation.
Don't know.
Oh, I would say gentle touch on Thursday nights. Bang! There's your joke. It was really sad when I wrote that joke because I had to really think about brothel names for a minute. Now, gentle, is there a gentle touch?
And I believe there is. I have it on good authority.
Okay. Professional qualification.
Writer, producer, comedian, lover.
What about you, Dave? What sort of qualification you got?
I've no qualifications. Never went to university. Just the School of Hard Knocks.
So you better watch out.
Look at the success you've had.
Thanks, Glenn.
He's overreached. Hey, we've got to take a break.
Oh, sure. Okay, I've got more.
Yeah, yeah, great.
Well, we'll do it on the other side of this.
All right. Glenn Robbins coming up. It's Malloy on Triple M.
No, I've been caught on some.
A drive home that's always unpredictable. This is Malloy on Triple M.
We are joined by Glenn Robbins, who is, he's Zooming because he can't be in studio because of lockdown laws. And
sitting in his car.
He is in the garage.
In the garage, in his garage, which I think can take six cars.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
really?
I got one of those revolving things where I don't have to turn around.
Oh, yeah.
In an elevator. And I got some, stuffed heads up on the walls. Yours is up there, Mick. So we're doing the census. It's a practice round.
Yeah.
How many days did you work last week, Mick? This is interesting. I've worked out how many days, how many hours, how many minutes. Want me to tell you what I reckon it is?
Yes.
I reckon it is you do 2 hours of radio. I reckon you do about 7 minutes per hour. That's 2 hours. That's 14 minutes. I reckon across the week you work about 70 minutes.
Wow. Just over an hour a week.
Just over an hour. That's what you're clocking in about an hour on radio.
You are ridiculous. Yeah. You're a ridiculous man.
What about you, Dave? You'd be clocking it up, wouldn't you?
Well, I normally get in about 9:30, 10 each day and get out
something.
About 6:30. So I'm putting in a full 8 hours a day.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Has a doctor said that you suffer from the following? Dementia, hearing loss, kidney or liver failure, lung or stroke.
Is all of the above an option?
Yes, that was exactly what I had. Exactly what I had. All of the above.
All right, what else?
Now we've got the questions to be rumoured that are going to be on the census for 2021.
Okay, far away.
How often do you change your socks and underpants? I don't know why they're asking this, but they're asking you.
Routinely, daily.
Daily, yeah. Okay, good. How often do you spend a whole day on the couch?
I mean, a whole day. Well, a whole day.
Well, okay.
A lot. Just a lot. All right.
Dave, you'd never be doing that. You'd be playing with your kids. You'd be prepping for the show.
I'm restless. I can't sit down and do nothing. Yeah, you're right.
Okay. I can't believe they're asking this question, but how many party pies would you eat in one sitting at a party?
You know the answer.
No, right? I'll be honest, I'm about four. How many would you have?
Well, I've taken 12.
I've
taken 12.
A dozen.
I can pop those things like Maltesers. I am. You know, people ask how many vitamins have you had? Wheat Bix.
12 party pies.
Must be party pies.
Oh, man. Sauce on top.
Well, that's none of your business.
They're so good. If they're the right temperature, you just go bang, 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 don't you? But if they're too hot, they could be a weapon.
Absolutely. Well, the roof of my mouth has suffered at the hands of it. Too hot, putty pie.
I think I know the answer to this one. Pfizer or AstraZeneca, you guys would be... Dave, you've turned 50. That means you've had it.
I had my jab the day before my 50th. So I've Pfizer. I've had the two jabs. Right, so I'm juiced up.
It's like a birthday bonker. He had 50 injections.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. How do you feel about Neighbours going to only four nights a week? Upset. There are options.
Ropeable.
Ropeable. Yeah. No, the nation needs to know. And the final question. Did you know that pornographic material was available on the internet?
What are you saying, mate? Is this true?
This is true. They're going to be asking you all about it. And apparently they've got some sort of system where they can go into your computer and then they actually...
Find out what I've been watching. Well, that's going to be alarming for everyone concerned. It's going to blow up the census. It's going to get someone arrested. All right, Glenn, you know what? I hope you're happy. I hope you think you're smart. But that was all a bit personal.
Yeah, I know. And I think we know that Dave has come out as the golden boy.
Thanks, Glenn.
Dave is not a co-host of the show. That's what we've learned today.
That's what Glenn says.
And the co-host, the host of the show. He's looking fantastic.
He's a back-announcing monkey.
I'm going to put that on my employee card.
What are you doing? Now you're in lockdown. You got something to plug? What's your latest podcast? Somehow related,
yeah.
Glenn Robbins and Dave O'Neill. What's your latest one?
It passed from feet. Oh, it's a beauty. And the one before, we did a little make-believe. And, God, Mickey and Dave, we've got to get you guys on.
The First Fleet and Greyhounds. What was the connection there?
That was the first domesticated dog to be brought into Australia. Was brought out on the First Fleet. Greyhounds came out with the First Fleet. So when you see a greyhound, it's part of our heritage. They were here first. They own it more than us. That.
And did it come out with its head over the side of the boat the whole way?
Biting the air.
All right, Glenn. Done. So look good. After yourself and we'll catch up soon.
Thanks, guys.
Glenn Robbins. It's Malloy on Triple M.
For the drive home, this is Malloy.
What is going on at the moment? Every second day, someone else is blasting into space. So we had nothing for ages. We landed on the moon. Then nothing. And now all of a sudden, any idiot who's got $1 billion is exploding into space.
With the big boys.
It's a space race for billionaires. Yeah. And it's whose turn? Jeff Bezos. James Blake. He knows a bit about this.
Oh, yeah, here he is.
He's got a bit of spare time on his hands and studies his stuff. Who went into space last week?
That was Richard Branson, but he only went 86 kilometres above Earth's surface.
All right. And is that space for you or...?
Well, it depends who you ask. For NASA and for the FAA over in the US, that is considered space. But I'm
Nerd Alert! Nerd Alert!
Thank you, Dave. But I'm a subscriber to the Kármán line, which is 100 kilometres above the surface.
Nerd Alert! Nerd Alert!
What the hell is the Kármán line?
The Kármán line.
The Kármán line is the internationally accepted border for space, and that is where Jeff Bezos will be reaching.
But Branson didn't get there.
Branson didn't do it.
Rushed into space because he wanted to get there before Bezos.
Yeah, but he didn't really.
So he didn't go to space?
There. Not really.
Didn't get to the Kármán line.
No, didn't get to the Kármán line. That's what you got to get. Now, climax is the Kármán.
We've talked about this before, but Jeff Bezos' rocket looks like a giant penis.
It does, yes.
It looks like a giant penis. In fact, this is the richest man in the world who took a dick pic. Yep. Looks like he's still taking dick pics. Look at his rocket.
Yeah, you're right.
It's like he's having a big joke.
Yes.
He goes, I'm going to take my picture. Not only have I done a dick pic, now I'm in a dick.
Yep.
Take my picture. Take a dick pic with me in it. In what? In the dick. That's what he's doing.
We get that point.
Guys, have a look at this. You know what that reminds me of?
What's that?
Episode 3 of Sex Life. Episode 3, 20 minutes. Yeah. That thing, it's like launching that guy's dick into space.
Okay.
Oh, sorry, Dave, have I offended you?
I don't have any time to say dick in like 60 seconds. But I know. It's part of the story. It's interesting.
Sorry, but how would you go in space? Because you need to take a poo if you go on a 5-minute run.
It was a one-time only. I've never done it before.
How would you go on that thing?
I would love it. I'd jump at the chance. If I was given the opportunity, 100%.
I would make you go to the toilet first before I got in that rocket with you. How long? 85,000 feet?
Getting 100 kilometres up above
the surface. So Bezos is going up in this, right?
Yes, he is. At 11 p.m.
Now, what happened? Here's the bloke. This is the worst excuse I've ever heard. The bloke who spent $30 million buying a ticket to sit next to Bezos has had to pass because he's got, scheduling difficulties.
So can't make it. So instead, it's gone to an 18-year-old kid.
Well done.
He's going to get in, and he's going to be the youngest astronaut ever to go into space.
Apart from the monkeys.
Oh, okay.
Mate, you've got to rate the monkeys.
They sacrifice it for everyone.
They were the first one up there.
Yeah.
To give credit to the monkeys.
They did it for a nana.
Yeah.
they didn't have to pay 30 million bucks to get into space. The monkeys did it for nothing.
Mm. The monkeys will have more credit than Bezos because they will have been in space longer than he will have been. Mm. Bezos is only going to be there for 4 minutes and then he's coming back down. Yep, 4 minutes of weightlessness and then back down you go.
4 minutes?
That's terrible.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, well, good luck with that. True or false, you have a Duna cover with a rocket on it?
False, but I do have...
Stand by.
I've got luminescent stars on my roof.
Okay,
from
Dave.
When I was...
Nerd alert! Nerd alert!
What?
So from when I was 10, I put them up. They're too hard to take off without ripping the paint. But I'll tell you what, after a night out, it's a lot of fun just to lie there and just look at the stars.
And when we say night out, we mean half a bottle of Pinot Gris. You know have that's
you got,
it.
Have you got the saucepan up there? Or
I've got like a little moon.
What's your favourite constellation?
Ooh, Orion. Orion's belt.
That is the saucepan, but it's in the other hemisphere. Nerd alert me, Dave. Nerd alert me.
Nerd alert!
Ricky.
Nerd alert!
I'm so happy my first nerd alert.
Feels good, doesn't it?
All right,
there we go.
What time's this happened tonight?
11 p.m. Eastern.
Dave,
watch it.
Will you be watching?
I'll be up without question.
Do
watching
it, Dave.
It's huge.
Yourself.
Right. Nerd alert. The trifecta.
Nerd alert.
For the drive home, this is Malloy.
Thanks to Crown Forklifts. There's nothing like a Crown Forklift for picking it up,
Dave,
and putting it down.
Do it.
There is nothing like a Crown for picking it up and putting it down.
Big hello to everyone
G'day,
at
Crown
headquarters. Yeah. What a great team. Wherever you are around the country, lockdown, don't worry. They are still on the job at Crown Forklifts.
And they're never far from where you are, like Sydney, Melbourne, Brisbane, Adelaide, Perth, the major metros are there. Got the Wollongong, Newcastle, Orange, Townsville, Gold Coast, Toowoomba, Mackay, Albury, Bunbury. Yep, you got your Crown there as well.
But Dave, they're playing a pivotal role backstage for the likes of Coles, Woolies, DHL, pharmaceutical companies, all using Crown equipment.
Yep.
Make no mistake, they're getting it to you.
Yeah.
When you need it.
In times
even
of lockdown, just think
down.
About this right now. Behind the scenes, right now, Crown Forklifts are working hard to keep our pantry stocked.
13.5 million Australians are locked down, but don't worry, Crown Forklifts have your back and are moving
well done,
the essential stuff. They are an essential service.
Of course they are.
They are a proper company full of good people.
Yeah.
And we thank you
for
your service, Crown Forklifts, in these trying times for a nation. Here's something that came across my desk.
What's that?
And I can't stop thinking about Crown.
What's happened?
Well, the Ford Motor Company are putting in a fragrance for petrol fume fragrance into their cars, into their electric cars.
Really?
Because they want you to have the feel
smell
and the sense.
Of petrol because you're driving an electric car.
So all I'm thinking all day is what kind of eau de cologne, what kind of perfume. If you could box or bottle the Crown Forklift smell, I would spray that on both sides of the neck
before
I went out, and I would be an absolute dead set chick magnet.
It'd have like a palate smell about it, wouldn't
it'd
it? It'd
be eau de palette is what I would call it, or forklift number five. Because the smell of it, the look of it,
that's
the feel
right.
of it, the touch of it, it's a sensual overload.
It's too much.
I often get caught ogling the Crown.
I've heard that.
But now you'll see me sniffing it. You'll see me sneaking up when no one's looking and just smelling the sweet smell of the Crown Forklift. It is the best. You know the smell. You know the new car smell?
Yes.
Imagine a new forklift smell.
It'd be amazing, wouldn't
that
it?
Would
and a hint of grease as well, just for the hydraulics as it goes
good
up.
Good luck
and
getting
goes
me
down.
Out of that cockpit. What are you doing, Mick? I'm just sitting in the driver's seat. Are you coming in?
No.
But your dinner's ready. I don't care. I'll take it out here.
Yeah.
I'll treat it like a drive-through. I drive past the kitchen window in the forklift and pick it up. Because I love Crown. I love what they do. And I'm happy to have them out there on
nothing
behalf
better.
Of us at the moment.
There's nothing better.
Keeping things moving, keeping stuff, even the stuff that you want to panic buy.
Right.
They're getting to you.
Yeah,
so
that's true.
They'll have toilet papers till the cows come home.
It's their natural habitat.
That's what they do. So once again, good work.
Well done,
don't forget the Encore range is great for mums and dads' stores. When they get back up on their feet and opened, they'll be there for you.
All right, we'll go to crown.com. And here's the thing. Tell them Mick sent you.
Well,
personal
you can.
Endorsement.
And with from when you can get back there soon.
Right.
Say, I know Mick.
Yeah.
He said, Give us a go.
All right. Crown.
There is nothing like a crown.
.com.
For picking it up
and putting it down.
It's Malloy. Triple M.
For the drive home, this is Malloy.
Done for the day. Thanks for tuning in. Podcast will be up in a minute too, so you can check that out.
Great. Stuff. Am I in the podcast?
Oh, you'll be there. Well, it's your show. According to you, I'm the back announcing monkey. So,
that's a phrase that I meant with love.
Did you? I write it down.
Didn't you take it that way?
I write it down. I thought, yeah. Because I once worked with a woman here. He doesn't work in this company anymore. She said, oh, this is Dave. He's the panel operator. I thought, oh,
what's offensive about that?
Well, a panel operator is someone who doesn't speak on radio and just pushes a button. Actually, come to think of it.
Maybe that's a hint. Do you think that's a hint?
I don't know. I just felt a bit of a backhander.
Well, unless
time.
I acknowledge you on air, back announcing monkey at least acknowledges that you have a role on air. And the other one is to keep my sails full of wind.
Well, that's true.
Can you do that?
Well,
help out occasionally.
Your show. Hey, Andy Lee's dog. What's the latest on the pooch?
Why do you ask?
Well, because he's on the show tomorrow.
I've seen him sometime. So if there's a problem with the dog, it's not my issue.
Well, the last time we saw the dog was a photo of you with the dog at the pub.
It was some time ago. I don't know what you're talking about.
You've got a lot of explaining to do.
He'll know what's happening with it. Is he on the show tomorrow?
Andy Lee will be joining us tomorrow.
Ahead of the Front Bar Olympic Special, which he'll be hosting, by the way.
Cannot wait.
He's the guy.
He is. He's no back announcing monkey. Andy Lee's a superstar.
A special skill, back announcing monkey. Look, you're doing it now, see? Everyone look.
Yeah, this is it. This is what I do. All right, back tomorrow to drive you home again with Mickey Malloy. Triple M.
This has been the Malloy Drive Show podcast, and there's nothing like a Crown forklift for picking it up and putting it down. They're never far away from where you are in cities, suburbs, and country towns across Australia with guaranteed reliability and superior quality. Check them out at crown.com or call 131 604.